The AFN convention continued today in Anchorage. After Governor Sean Parnell and Representative Reggie Jewell addressed the crowd, a panel discussion was convened on how Alaska Natives can strengthen their relationship with the state of Alaska. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan, and several other commissioners were in the front rows listening to the panelists cover a wide range of issues from education to resource development, crime, and the need to elect more Alaska Natives to positions of power in the state. Former state senator and Doyon board member Georgiana Lincoln said she wants to see Alaska Natives take some of the jobs away from the current commissioners.
We need to be the commissioners. We need to be the mayors. We need to be on the boards of the assembly here in Anchorage. Get on the assembly, our Native people. Be the mayor. That's where we're going to make a difference, is from inside, not on the outside.
ATNA President and CEO Ken Johns suggested involving Native leadership in the vetting process when high-level state positions are being filled.
In the beginning, when the governor chooses the commissioner, because it's a very important position that has a lot of influence not only on who he's picked, but have influence on the legislature.
And Bristol Bay Native Corporation President and CEO Jason Matrokin said it's also important to be engaged with legislators and state government.
One of the things that I can do as an individual is to commit to spend more time in Juneau. We spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. Just got back from there a few weeks ago, in fact. But we need to spend more time in Juneau and being a part of the process. So I will certainly commit to doing that.
The perennial AFN issues of encouraging community wellness and healing from past traumas were also raised. Donna Erickson is a board member of the Bering Sea Women's Group. She said it's important to look at the high rates of domestic violence and suicide and work to promote family wellness in order to move ahead with other important aspects of growth.
What we need to do as people is to find inner healing so that we can be the parents that support our children in the education department. We can be the parents that we are meant to be. We can move forward in community wellness. We can, in our economy, we can make decisions that are healthy. We can be the healthy people that our ancestors were.
Ken Johns added that too many young Native men are in jail and they need support of their families and communities to help them have hope. But he also said part of that support comes from having adequate subsistence resources available so young men can help fulfill traditional roles of providing for families. He said 40 years after ANCSA, he wants better recognition of the resource-rich areas of the state being in large part on Native lands.
I think that the state of Alaska sooner than later needs to sit down with the Native Regional Corporation, the villages, the tribes, and develop some type of economic master plan, and it needs to be done immediately, or we're going to all die a slow economic death here in the state of Alaska, and that needs to be recognized quickly.
A second panel was scheduled for the afternoon with participation of state commissioners. The convention continues tomorrow when resolutions and board positions will be voted on.